T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's check in with Dave Archer and see what the story is on the Atlanta Falcons now after what took place yesterday. Morning to you, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Of how the game went yesterday.
Yeah, hey Dave. Are you with us?
I'm here.
Ah, I got you. Yeah, I got you now. Morning to you, Dave.
Punch the right button, John. Punch the right button.
Wait, I was punching the right buttons. What, not me? Was it D? Was it on me?
It was me.
Oh, okay, good. All right, I thought it was good. Anyway, the Falcons didn't punch the right buttons yesterday either, so it's emblematic.
Yeah, the weather and the button pushing pretty much symbolized what we did yesterday, no question.
Dave, I got to be honest. I'm still kind of unpacking this game, to be totally honest. What was it that Cleveland was doing that looked like it had Atlanta off kilter?
Well, defensively, Atlanta had a tough time sorting out some looks they hadn't seen. That, for whatever reason, that diamond look they came out with and ran the ball out of, Atlanta had not seen that. And it featured some power running. It also featured some option play stuff out of it. So they didn't adjust to that very well. And then the fact that Atlanta played loose in coverage, so it allows you to get the ball out quickly. And Baker Mayfield, Freddie Kitchens, the offensive coordinator, a ton of credit. Says, hey, you're going to give me those throws. I'm going to get Baker Mayfield some easy, quick throws, the slant routes, the quick throws to the backs, the checkdowns. He got the ball out of his hand, so the pass rush could never really ever get there. He never held the ball long enough. The one time he did hold the ball long enough, he gets out of the pocket, pushed out by Grady Jarrett, and he throws a touchdown, and Robert Alford lost coverage on Higgins down the field for the touchdown. So all the things that were happening defensively in the first five games when you won in four came up yesterday. They didn't tackle very well. They weren't lined up properly a number of times, and they played loose coverage, and they didn't hug up on people. So all those things came to bear yesterday defensively. On the offensive side of the ball, you got to be able to run the ball against a two-deep look. When you're going to play two deep safeties, and I mean deep safeties now, these guys I mentioned on the broadcast are back in Marlboro country. That means two guys aren't even in the play. You've got to be able to run the ball against that, and they couldn't run it. They had no effectiveness in the run game, and because they were playing so deep, they were taking away a lot of the deep shots. So Ryan was having to throw the ball underneath. So if you're throwing the ball underneath, better be pretty accurate and getting it done, and Ryan missed some throws. And so everybody had their moments in the game. They didn't play very well. Don't convert on third down. And the next thing you know, Cleveland's got the football, and they get some momentum and some confidence.
Talking with Dave Archer about what went wrong in Cleveland in a 28-16 loss to the Browns. You know, you were talking with Devondre Campbell after the game, and we played that interview that you did with him. And, Devondre, you know, very open, very honest, brutally honest in a lot of ways about the fact that maybe they didn't take this game as seriously as they should because it was the Cleveland Browns. There was some sluggishness there on something, and Dave, I don't know what it was. I mean, from the jump, even when they took the lead, that team seemed to never have a sense of urgency to it.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, John. I thought that there was a listlessness about them. They're looking for somebody else to make a play. I thought that just all the things that were happening defensively in those first five games that got you to 1-4. You're running around blocks. You're not taking blocks on. I thought there were a number of times where if they're going to get that ground attack, and you can tell you the front seven, you got to take blocks on. You can't run around them because what you do is you create creases in the run game. And so the long run that you go back to Chubb's long run, the 92-yard run, which really was the backbreaker in the game, Duke Riley runs around a block on the second level, which creates the crease at the second level. And then Devontae Casey comes in and completely whiffs on the tackle. You're playing safety for a reason. That means you limit the play. Okay, so it's a 45-yard play. Okay, we'll settle for 45 yards. It can't be 92 yards. Okay, so as a safety, you have to slow play that, get a number of guys around the ball. Trufant did a good job of filtering the play back to the inside from the corner spot, but KZ completely whiffs on the tackle. So those are things that were happening in the first five games. They happened again yesterday, and that's why defensively you didn't play very good.
Talking with Dave Archer about yesterday's game against the Cleveland Browns, what is the inability to get a half yard? What is that?
Well, some of it is the guys up front aren't coming off the ball, and I've talked about it before. This is not – I think people think that, okay, we're a power running team. We're not a power running team. This is a team that likes to run the stretch play and try to stretch you out and find a crease, but they want to throw the ball. And the strength of their team is their perimeter players and the quarterback. So you're not a power come off the ball, mash people in the face run team. Now, I will say – Atlanta got hosed a couple times down there close, and I'm not – we lost the game. Cleveland won the football game. Make no mistake about this. But the officials have got to get out of the way. And for whatever reason, the little chubby line judge that was on the Falcon on the near side, the Falcon sideline, would not get out of the way so we could get the ball snapped. Ryan has got a bubble over him on third and short from the half-yard line. He's going to dive over on the Tom Brady – whatever you want to call it, Drew Brees, quarterback sneak, where you throw the ball, jump, and extend the ball over the – he can't get the ball snapped because the official won't get out of the way so they can get the ball snapped in with the pace they're trying to play. Subsequently, there's some substitutions come in. They were able to adjust defensively, and they couldn't get the ball off. But that doesn't give you any explanation as to why we can't come off the ball and get a half yard. Tevin Coleman gets stoned. I will say, if you go back and look at that play – there was a chance Tevin was in the end zone, but you're down 28-10. If you're Dan Quinn, you can't afford to challenge and not get it because you have to have your timeouts to get back in the game. So Q was in a bad spot as far as being able to challenge, both on that play with Coleman, and I thought that Hooper was in the end zone.
Hooper was absolutely in the end zone, no question.
Yeah,
about
I thought
it.
Both of them were touchdowns, but you can't challenge him, John. Because you have to save your timeouts because you dug yourself into a 28-10 hole.
Talking with Dave Archer about the Falcons and the Browns on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, Dave, I mean, we're looking at this team now. I mean, in your opinion, can this team still make it to the playoffs?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about it. It's an explosive football team on offense. And look at the landscape. You got the Vikings sitting at 5-3, 5-3-1. You got the Panthers at – it's 6-3. Those are the two wild card teams right now. So you're 4-5. You got 7 games to play. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can happen. Nobody's playing great football. Look what happened to Carolina on Thursday night.
Mm.
You got run out of the building by the Steelers.
Mm.
You think that Carolina team is going to walk through the rest of their 7 games?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. I think there's a lot can happen still, but you got to play more to your capabilities if you're Atlanta. You got to play more like the team that played 2 weekends ago in Washington, the one that played this weekend. So it'll be a gut check this week for Atlanta as they get ready for a Dallas team who did Atlanta a favor last night. They beat Philadelphia, made Philly 4-5, and now you've got the same record as both Philadelphia and Dallas. Dallas comes here. You can eliminate Dallas by beating them this weekend. Philly's got to go to New Orleans. You're not going to catch New Orleans now. Okay, but you're going to have to beat them potentially down in their building, which is going to be a tall task.
Yeah, that'll be a Thanksgiving night thing, and now that game becomes almost a must-win for the Atlanta Falcons. We're talking about the Falcons and the Browns yesterday against Cleveland. The Falcons just never got anything going on either side of the ball, and kind of a disheartening debut for Bruce Irvin, who I'm sure would have liked to have had more of a say in the proceedings here. Is he, you know, so excited to be in Atlanta? And you're right. I mean, I don't understand not press coverage. I mean, I explain this one to me. Why is Desmond Trufant 10 yards off the ball on 3rd-and-9 and letting somebody sit in his own, you know, in front of him to catch a first down? I don't get it.
Well, I think, John, you got to understand the coverage now. So if I'm playing a deep third zone, I'm expecting a second-level defender, namely a linebacker, to buzz out underneath that route. It's not just him off at 15 yards and he's going to let anything completed underneath him. The underneath part of the coverage, we tend to look at just the 3 defenders that are playing the deep thirds. There's 4 other defenders underneath him that have to take away those throws. And so he didn't get the buzz out underneath to limit the ability to throw that out route. So I understand what you're saying. Everybody wants to buzz. Everybody wants to jump on Desmond Trufant, and True certainly deserves some criticism. But there were a number of times he was right where he's supposed to be, and he wasn't getting the help that he's supposed to get when you play zone coverage. So now playing up tight on bump and run and letting the guy beat you on a slant, I mean, they don't do a very good job of using their hands. Trufant doesn't run as well as Alford does. True could do a better job of using his hands in press coverage. He has a tendency to get beat on that slant route, and he doesn't get physical with the corner. I think so. That's one of the reasons he has a problem up there. But on that particular play, he's expecting a defender underneath him to take away that easy throw to the outside, and he didn't get it.
Dave, real quick here, as we get ready for the coaches show this afternoon at 4, we expecting to hear any definitive word on Deion Jones' availability for this week today?
Today, no. You won't get anything today. I think you'll be lucky to get it by Friday, but I think you'll hear some stuff, obviously, on Wednesday. But if Deion Jones is not completely ready, I would not play him. I think you're good enough. You can, if you go play, now you got to play, but you can beat Dallas in your own building with the people you have, and Deion Jones be ready for Thursday night, because maybe it's all fast for Deion to play Monday, play Sunday night and Thursday back-to-back.
Gotcha. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks much.
You're the man, Dave.
See you.
All righty, Dave Archer joining us this morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.